Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two. Coming up, we'll talk to Finn Percy, an eyewitness who shot video from his father's second-story apartment of the police shooting and killing a man on the streets of New Orleans. That video is up on Infowars.com right now. Let's keep trying to go to some of your calls, and there's a bunch of other news coming up, too. But just stay with us, folks. We got news about Vicente Fox openly calling for revolt here in the U.S. politically and hiring PR firms to manipulate our internal politics. Very serious. Jeff in Colorado. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk about a couple of topics and make a couple of points. And one of the things was from Flash News. And basically, he just stated that in the wake of the Nixon abuses of our Constitution, our liberties and privacy, you know, Congress in 78 set up a secret court that the executive branch must, by law, go to if it's seeking wiretaps or surveillance of foreigners or Americans.
Yeah, it's a felony every time they do.
Yeah, and that is the law.
But
and
Bush is declaring war powers, which he doesn't, which a war power is martial law.
And Alex, another thing I wanted to point out is this: is, you know, if the secret court has been a rubber stamp for the White House, you know, why would he basically bypass the court and go out on his own?
Well, then they counted on us being dumb, and they said, oh, well, if your wife's pregnant and having the baby, you don't call the judge for permission to speed. The FISA court, you just got to go back and within a few months to them to show them what you did. And I don't believe the FISA's ever turned anything down.
Right, Alex. And I think, you know, everybody could agree that listens to your show that Bush fashions himself as a dictator. And he's committed a grossly illegal violation of the U.S. Constitution.
Well, I mean, even that FISA court stuff's a police state.
Oh, right.
I mean, you know, they just sign a blank check, and then there's just roving wiretaps in the Patriot Act. There's national security letters. That gets around FISA. That's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. It all is. It's all, look, it's like last week. Oh, there's been some NSA spying on 18,000 people. Now it turns out it's millions. Well, of course it was millions. This has been declassified for two decades.
Right, exactly. And I think, Alex, one of the things I wanted to say about this, if the Democrats and the American people don't join together and push back with passion, courage, and conviction, we are doomed, Alex, to live under the yoke of tyranny.
Well, make no mistake, this is all a test. Everything they're doing systematically right now, you know, it's like Italy announcing, oh, we're spying on you too, using data snooping for your safety. They're trying to announce it. They're trying to, so next time we're not as upset about it, see?
Right, right. And one of the other things that I wanted to talk about, Alex, and I think you talked about this a little bit on your show, and it's concerning Bush, Rumsfeld, CIA agents in the military, war crimes, and torture. And, you know, I wasn't really completely aware of the magnitude and the gravity of what was actually going on in Iraq until...
There's torture going on in 35 countries. Small children, ages 5 and up, are tortured in front of their parents. The most brutal mingle of stuff you can imagine.
But, Alex, let me ask you this. There's a law up under the... You know, the government, I think, sometimes forget we have a little body of law called the United States Code, and it's up under the criminal code, Title 18.
Yeah, they're violating the code. They're violating the Constitution. Of course, they're criminals.
Yeah, and it carries 20 years in prison. Now, Bush, Rumsfeld, CIA agents, and these military personnel that are conducting these torture acts are violating this federal law. And why aren't Congress putting them in federal prison?
Well, that's the thing. You know, you notice I got an article here where they put an old man in jail for a year and 3 months for contempt, never even called him up before the judge. And then it turns out it was all illegal, and the cops are just saying, hey, we can do whatever we want. Tyranny is when the government says, hey, there's a law you follow, and then there's a law we follow. And our law is the law of the jungle.
Exactly, Alex.
It's just good old-fashioned, you're a slave, I'm the master, now you lick my boots.
Yep.
I mean, it just doesn't get any simpler than that. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call, Jeff. Chris, Pat, and others, your calls are coming up. We've got a guest joining us as well that watched a man be gunned down. Stay with us.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 20 seconds into this second hour, second segment here. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. TV. And just a program note, you know, our websites have exploded thanks to you. We try to do a better and better job. I'm so proud of my team with what Violet does and Ryan Slickhuizen and Paul Joseph Watson and Steve Watson and everybody. They're just doing an amazing job. There are a lot of people, though, and this even came out on the Frontline special, where different political parties and corporations actually have whole departments. Hundreds of people in some cases online on message boards, putting out PR, attacking people they don't like. We're about to see this with Vicente Fox. They're going to hire thousands of people to do this, to create, basically it's rent-a-mob. And you got to know that there are well-financed rent-a-mobs attacking InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and lying about us and putting out false quotes, things we never said, or mixing real things we said with, you know, slightly changing quotes, or just outright lying about us. And they've come out of the woodwork, and that's a good thing because that shows me that we're having an effect. And the old World War II saying is, how did they know when they were over the target when there was cloud cover? When they hit the heaviest flak, they knew that that was when they were over their target and they could release their bombs and have a good chance of hitting some industrial or military value site. And so I know we're over the target. But for all of the InfoWars.com viewers and
for all the PrisonPlanet.tv folks, when you're out on message boards or you're out on blogs, tell folks about InfoWars.com. When you see lies about us, you know, that's the place to counter it. That's the place to resist it. That's the place to expose it. But frankly, I don't even mind the false attacks at a certain level because it just sends us listeners. Man, who's this Alex Jones? He's a horrible demon. I better go find out. Okay, our guest that we're about to go to has a lot of courage. He's shot video for NBC and Discovery Channel, and he lived up in Seattle, but he traveled back to where he was from and where his folks were, his father was, in New Orleans after the disaster, obviously, to cover it. And he caught a few days ago on video the police out of his father's bedroom window gunning down one of the locals. And look, the guy's got a knife. He's backing away from cops. Why didn't they taser him? Why didn't they shoot him with a beanbag gun? That's what cops did in the past. No, they gun him down because they're a bunch of bloodthirsty lunatics. Now, I'm not saying all police are bad, but with this instinctive firing training they're given, I mean, you know, they routinely around here just shoot innocent people in the back, and then they defend that action. That's indefensible. Well, they blew this guy away. And Finn Percy caught it on tape, and, you know, it's been all over the news. We have the video clip up on InfoWars.com, a link over to CNN News and ABC. New Orleans police shoot and kill man. New Orleans police shoot and kill man who allegedly threatened an officer with a knife. Well, you threaten, you're going to die. New Orleans police shot and killed a man. And the businessman had called police after a confrontation with a 38-year-old man whose name was not released because his family had not been notified, said Officer David Adams, a police spokesman. He said officers repeatedly asked the man to drop the knife, which had a 3-inch blade. They then used pepper spray on him. Evidently, the pepper spray had no effect, Adams said. He said the man then walked toward an officer who backed out of the way to avoid being stabbed in the chest. So I can, now that's what they're saying, but I've watched the video, and it doesn't really, you know, why not shoot him in the legs? I mean, it's just, you know. The point is that they're a little too trigger-happy, folks. Adams said that he did not know how many officers fired or how many shots were fired. That is under investigation, he said. And how many times do cops lie? Remember up in L.A. a few months ago where they shot all the houses and shot the guy in the car a bunch, and it turned out he didn't have a gun, he didn't shoot at him, but they tried to lie and say he did? I mean, I see this. Remember the famous video from their own SWAT vehicle up in Midland, Texas, where the cops enter on both sides of the house? The guy had antique firearms in a safe. He had no gun. He was throwing his wife's stuff out on the road, out in the front yard. And the SWAT teams come in and start shooting each other. Then they whine and scream and cry and call in the APC. I've been hit. And then they tried to frame him until a good cop blew the whistle. And the chief tried to frame the innocent man. I mean, they shot him a couple times, too. I mean, oh, I was busy killing you, and then I shot one of my own people. Oh, you should just let me blow your head off, but the bullet went through you and hit one of our gods. I mean, all right, now I'm ranting. It just, again, this has got to make you angry. By the way, statistically, SWAT teams, you don't like that statistic. You know what your number one cause of death is? Look in the mirror. When you're busy whining and feeling sorry for yourselves and we're all the enemy and you're a thin black ski mask line, you are the number one cause of death to yourself. So I don't want to hear it anymore. You want to know who the threat is? Look in the mirror, Jack. And I'm not saying all police are bad, but this attitude I see from the bad cops is making you all look bad, and then you go and defend the bad cops, and that's wrong. Okay. Finn Percy, with that introduction, we're honored that you're spending time with us today, and we appreciate you coming on.
Sure. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Tell us about why you decided to go to New Orleans, because I don't just have you on, obviously, about the shooting. I want to then get into some of the things you've witnessed as an eyewitness, sir. But tell us about yourself in a nutshell and then get into what you actually witnessed, because obviously, you know, you probably witnessed in the aftermath more than what we just saw in the video.
Sure. There was actually some shooting I did after the shooting. But to back up a little bit, I was born and raised in New Orleans, and ended up going into the Navy as a combat camera photographer, got out after the first Gulf War, and began working television news, ended up in Seattle, where I was living when the hurricane was approaching, and watched on TV as the rest of the nation did as this poor city got wiped out. I just had no choice but to return home. And as you said, I came home not only to help my family out, but also to begin documenting just a massive devastation.
Well, I mean, you're trained to be a, I guess, a wartime photographer then, so you're really kind of in a war zone.
Yeah, you know, doing TV news for, God, I guess about 15 years now, you often find yourself in situations, and it's almost surreal because you're viewing everything through a viewfinder, and you're not really cognizant of the danger you may be in. I think that works both for the good and bad because it does give us the opportunity to see things that most people normally don't see, like the shooting the other day.
Okay, the police are saying he charged them, but then I read some of the news accounts that said he was backing up, getting away when he was shot. What really happened?
Well, again, when I was shooting from the window, I shot as much as I could until they left my field of view, and I had no choice. I wanted to continue shooting, to run downstairs through the parking garage, up the driveway. It's probably about a 45-second run if you're really moving, which I was. As I was coming up the driveway, that's when I heard maybe about 10 shots. So I got out on the street. It was, you can imagine, it was pretty crazy. All this happened in probably less than 5 minutes. And unfortunately, as I said, I neither saw the shooting nor did I film the shooting. However, I have spoken to a couple of the citizens. These aren't people attached to the police department or any media organization. These are just normal people who were passing by or work across the street. And the same story I get from all of them that witnessed the shooting, and that is that as the police were following Mr. Hayes, who is now, his identity has been released by the New Orleans Police Department, his family has been notified, he was backing up and backpedaling with the knife. Police had a crescent that you can see in the video as they were moving with him. When they got past my window, they got close to the corner of the block and turn the crescent around so that this this individual with the knife, Mr. Hayes, had nowhere to go. And as he backed up, as fate would have it, he backed up into my car. And having nowhere to backpedal, as the police slowly began tightening the crescent, and this is according to several witnesses that I spoke to, Mr. Hayes very visibly lunged forward and attempted to harm this officer. And it was,
this is a lot more obvious case than, you know, others where they shoot, you know, some two-year-old in the back going in the wrong house, or, you know, where they shoot somebody in the back locally. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got a record, so it's okay. But did this individual have mental problems or something?
According to his family, I read an interview with, it may have been his sister or his daughter. He had he did have mental problems, and I believe they were classifying it as schizophrenia. Which is very specific. A lot of people use that term for a number of mental diseases.
I have a friend whose sister was schizophrenic, mm-hmm. and no violent history, and she was freaking out and called the police. And they went in, and she didn't even have a weapon, and they gunned her down in Houston. And that's admitted.
Yep.
Well, it's kind of like when you read the stories of them shooting autistic kids because they don't answer questions. But then this sounds like it isn't as bad of a case as we've seen in other cases, you know, with the cops now being indicted for beating that guy up. Oh, by the way, who's that little fellow who looks like he's in the military who was involved in that beating? We never hear about him.
Oh, that's right.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
When did you get there? I mean, how long after Katrina hit did you get into New Orleans?
I got here about mid-September and pretty much snuck into the city. And for the first week, I slept in my car and got into the hardest-hit areas, the lower Ninth Ward, Lakeview.
I want to hear how you did that when we get back. Do you have time?
Sure.
Okay, great. And I also want to get into some of the things you witnessed. And because if you got there, you know, 15 days into all of this happening, I'm sure you've got a lot of stories to tell. And I want to get your eyewitness accounts of any of the gun confiscations or things that went on. Did you ever witness any of that?
No, I actually, due to the nature of how I got into the city, I tried to stay away from any police or military operations. I heard things just like everyone else had, but the rumors that flew from this hurricane and the evacuation, the subsequent flooding were just so massive, it's so hard to figure out what happened and what didn't. I don't know if we'll ever know.
Well, I do have ABC News with them going into the rich areas, putting people down on the ground and confiscating their guns.
I do know one individual. He's a prominent uptown attorney named Ashton O'Dwyer, who apparently had some run-ins with, I'm not sure what police agency, but he was physically removed from his property and arrested and thrown into a dog kennel at the Amtrak station, which was the temporary jail.
I want to hear about that. Yeah, the free society. I got a $1 million house. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
All right, we're talking to Finn Percy, who was trained in the Navy for a combat photographer and has shot, I guess he said, for about 15 years all over the country for local news. And so he went to New Orleans, where his family's from, just a few weeks into the disaster. Finn, yeah, the lawyer who they were going around confiscating all the guns, and he said, you're not going to take mine. So they sent an armed gaggle of SWAT police, especially to his house. How dare him think he lives in America? What happened next?
Well, I don't know if that's the same individual we're talking about, but the attorney I'm talking about, Mr. O'Dwyer, was removed from his property.
Yeah, we've talked to him, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
oh,
not okay. On air. I've talked to him off air, yeah.
Oh, okay. And I believe he's filed a very large civil suit, which is a part of what he's working on now.
It's amazing, but you had more details on it. Specifically, they took him to the makeshift jail and put him in a dog kennel?
Right, and I don't really know any of the specifics. I haven't actually seen his lawsuit. But
so you were hiding out, kind of like it was Planet of the Apes or something, you know, there in the devastated cityscape of the future, or Omega Man or something, and here are these armed police running around. What was it like?
It's beyond description. The sensory overload of the massive amount of devastation put that in with the large number of military troops and federal agents. We had New York State Police, we had New York City Police, New York Fire, Boston Fire, Chicago Fire, and they basically helped the New Orleans Police Department, New Orleans Fire Department keep the city under control for that 2 or 3 week period when things got really bad.
Now, it looked like FEMA and the Army was in command with a contingent of FBI. What were you doing, hiding out in buildings and videotaping them as they came past you?
Yeah, you know, most of the military and federal agents and police weren't really in the area I was in. I got into the lower Ninth Ward where most of the horrific devastation occurred and really didn't encounter any resistance. The only resistance, of course, was getting into the city. You had to go through often two or three different checkpoints. And I had a former expired New Orleans police ID from when I was with the Defense Department. Even though it was expired, I used that. And I guess with my southern charm, was able to pretty much go wherever I wanted.
Yeah, so you had a Defense Department former pass in some capacity with New Orleans City. What was that?
Well, basically, with any city, if you're with the media or any electronic news gathering agency,
so you had a military press pass. I got you.
Yeah, it was basically that's what it was, issued through the New Orleans Police Department. I think it was that NOPD crescent on that ID is what got me.
What
through.
Did you think about the reports of FEMA jamming police communications, cutting police towers, blocking police, and then three parishes had to post armed guards to protect installations from FEMA? Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I've heard a number of stories and even talked to a couple of the deputies who believe this happened. There were some instances where antennas were changed in the middle of the night and fuel trucks were not allowed to pass through FEMA checkpoints because they didn't have the proper paperwork. And I think some of the problem from what I've read and what I've been told was the concern for terrorism and the compliance with the Patriot Act.
The terrorists were probably trying to rescue people.
Yes. There are medical teams that came down and were refused entry into the state by FEMA.
You know those medical teams, Al-Qaeda, really is.
They're bad. But these doctors and nurses, dozens of them came down with boats and all kinds of search and rescue and medical equipment. And they weren't allowed in because the boats apparently had not been approved by the Coast Guard to go up and down the flooded streets of New Orleans.
Yeah, that's amazing. Can't save people because of the bureaucracy, but trillions can be missing from the Pentagon and no one goes to jail. It's just ridiculous.
Exactly.
Well, any other observations or points you'd like to make to the listeners? Any particular video we've seen on national TV that you've shot other than this grisly shooting?
There's some Katrina stuff, I'm sure, that's out there. Post-Katrina, actually. No, I guess the only thing I want to say is that as tragic as this shooting was, you know, New Orleans really doesn't need any negative publicity at this point. What struck me as I began shooting this event, which you can see on through your website, was that I didn't see the knife in his hand. And my assumption was that this is an unarmed African-American man with no weapon in a verbal confrontation with armed police officers. And when I went downstairs to continue shooting and heard the gunshots, I thought this was going to be really bad. It wasn't until I...
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there just for two more minutes on the other side so you can finish your story. Then we're getting into other news and your calls, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. And I also want to get into how the Mexican government's hiring PR specialists to propagandize here in the United States for getting rid of our borders and the guest worker program. But going back to Finn Percy, an eyewitness, combat news cameraman who is... pulling duty in New Orleans. You were finishing up your story about how you couldn't see the knife when you were up in the building above the individual moving away from the police, and then once you got downstairs?
Right. Once I got downstairs, and he had been shot, was actually cornered against my car, and when he was shot, he slid across my hood and crumpled on the ground. Once I got out onto the street and looked up the sidewalk next to his body, I saw the knife. And then when I came back into the apartment where my dad lives, looked at the video, I saw the knife while he was backpedaling, and that was a huge sigh of relief to me. You know, police corruption is a horrible thing, and the city's certainly seen more than its share of it.
Believe
it or not, but I will tell you that I have gotten to know several of New Orleans police officers since I got back, and... They have the ones I know have no patience for corruption either, and In their defense, these poor guys, the majority of the New Orleans police officers still on duty, pretty much lost everything they had.
No, I understand that. I know.
Yeah.
It's
and,
bad
it's
cops
just,
getting away with bad behavior that makes them all look bad.
Yeah.
Well, is there a particular website, Finn, where we can see some of your work or just to watch the nightly news, I guess?
The shooting video is probably all that's up there right now. I don't have a website because I'm in transition. I pulled out of Seattle pretty quick and left.
No, I understand. Well, listen,
undone.
Can we stay in touch with you? And if
Absolutely.
Things develop or you witness something else, can we get you on?
Absolutely. I would enjoy that.
Any particular story out of your months in New Orleans that stands out more than the others other than this shooting?
Boy, I'll tell you, the whole devastation is just what's so amazing. I mean, there have been incredible photographs taken and fantastic stories written. Had a lot of local people, Julia Reed, Michael Lewis, even Anne Rice. But until you are actually here and stand in it, it's very painful, even for people who aren't from here and don't know people here. A lot of people have come in town just to see. And a lot of people were complaining about that.
You know, how did Fats Domino finally get out? Because I remember for weeks he was missing.
Right. And in fact, someone spray painted Fats Domino, rest in peace, on his house. They thought he was dead. But apparently he was rescued by boat. And from what I understand, he was taken to the Superdome, where he spent several days before he was evacuated. And I believe he went to Nashville from New Orleans.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on and joining us. And take care. And be safe out there, Finn.
I will do that. And thanks for all your help.
You bet. Bye. Well, nice reporter, nice photographer, gets to sit on hold earlier while I was ranting and raving about the police, but it's good that that's not as bad as some of the other cases that we've seen. I mean, but most of the time when you hear about them shooting some knife-brandishing person, it's a schizophrenic. And I just don't know why in the past you didn't see as many of these shootings. The cops would just shoot the guy in the legs or beat him upside the head with their billy clubs, and now... But frankly, if somebody came in my house waving a knife at me, I'd shoot them. I mean, so I can't particularly blame them in this case. So, you see, we're fair when we need to be fair. I'm just tired of the overall corruption, which is more than evident and needs to be dealt with. I mean, the APD defending this local cop who shot Daniel Rocha in the back, and they said, well, he had a criminal record. I don't care if he had a record 14 million feet long. The woman cop freaked out and was scared and didn't know which end of the gun was what and shot the guy in the back and he's dead. So I had to see a bunch of egghead cops on TV defending it. Okay, now I'm really getting off subject here. Here's some of the news I have in front of me today. Reveal the pill that prevents cancer. And what is it? It's vitamin D, an increased level of vitamin D. They've known this forever. It is so good for you, and it's time that all of us start taking our vitamins. I thought I would just put that public service announcement out here. This new Christ-hating propaganda Da Vinci Code, I hate to even talk about it because then that'll just make people go see the stupid Tom Hanks movie. That'll just make people go spend their money on this. This is a complete fabrication. The same people that put this out say Jesus Christ never existed. When he was in the Roman histories, the Jewish histories, the Greek histories of the time, he was a real person. He did not marry Mary Magdalene. Hey, is that phone pot turned up? Is that what that is? Because I hear that hum on this new board, and it's driving me crazy. Okay, I'm just trying to hopefully catch it. I guess if you guys can't hear it, then it's fine. Side issue. Chirac helps the Da Vinci Code and makers and then ask favors. He said, hey, can you put my daughter's friend in there in a starring role? Hey, can you pay the guy that plays the lead inspector more money? Hey, you know, I listen to the book on tape because I listen to books on tape when I'm on the... treadmill. I had no idea what it was, and it was just holy blood, holy grail, same old stuff. The Illuminati is really Jesus. So the Illuminati is really the seed of the woman, and it's the worship of the goddess, and it's just all recycled paganism. And it's just a full-on attack on Christianity. And it's not real, and it's not true. And then all these people run around going, have you heard the secret of the Da Vinci Code? It's a fiction book. that the New World Order got behind, just like Harry Potter and the rest of it, because they're into the occult. I mean, again, the Bishop of Canterbury, the head of the major church in England, is an open druid. I mean, it's just, these people are all coming out of the closet. Now, again, I'm going to go to Jeff and, very much Jeff, to Chris and Pat and Eddie and Tom and others here in just a few minutes. But let me just mention some of the other news that's coming up. I have articles here where veterans groups online, every member of, and these are wives and husbands and parents of people that are in Iraq or were in Iraq, they got Defense Department calls threatening them to stop criticizing them. And as if that's not more out of control, then here's another one, New York Times, but they even make excuses for it here. A veteran Iraq message upsets Army recruiters. It's a little store, a little convenience store. And the guy at the convenience store has this, says, remember the fallen heroes. And this guy is actually pretty much pro-war. But the Army recruiters have been asking them to take it down, and they just think it needs to be taken down. Killed 2,157, that's under-reporting. Wounded 16,159. And today, 1,008 that they have been over there. So, and it's right here in the article. Here's another one. I mentioned this earlier. Man jailed over a year with no lawyer, AP, this is out of Dallas. A man was jailed for more than a year without ever seeing a lawyer as he waited for a repeatedly postponed court hearing, gaining release only after a cellmate told an attorney about the case. Walter Mann, 69, was released December 16th. It was over some child support money, and he was just held in contempt. And there was no charges on that. It wasn't even child support. It was for a probation officer for his son. After, it just goes on and on. But it just, he just stayed in there. No hearings, no charges, and it says the maximum he could have gotten was 6 months in jail for the contempt of court. Which is pretty much unconstitutional. I mean, it just shows how you can disappear into these labyrinthine systems. And how it's illegal, but no one gets in trouble who did it. The judge or the cops or the jailers, none of them, and they're in here making excuses and just saying, we can keep you indefinitely. What about the Dr. Charles T. Shell case? A Army dentist on record at Waco assigned to that in forensics. He got the jawbones. He witnessed them on day 51, torched the place. He started speaking out locally. What was it, in the Kansas City area? This has been all over the news. We've had his lawyers on. And the FBI came out and posed as his friend and went to the shooting range and talked him up into going, yeah, we ought to do something to these feds. Yeah, we ought to stand up against them, which is what provocateurs do. I've had them try to do it with me. And then, you know, you even hear him call into the show sometimes. And so then they didn't charge him with that, though. They charged him with Medicare, Medicaid fraud, which could have been a maximum of 1 year. He has now been in for, what is it? He's going into year, what is it, seven? Yes, yes. Year, because I had his lawyers on 2 years ago. That was 6 years. So I guess year eight. Going into year eight, and he's never been charged. They just held him for that, and then said that he was mentally ill, and so the judge said he was mentally ill and ordered him drugged, and he's been in solitary confinement for almost 8 years being drugged, and supposedly is like a vegetable now. So this is and there's a whole bunch of other cases. The Charles T. Shell case is one of the better known cases of this. Meanwhile, while he's rotting in a dirty jail because he says they blew up Waco, that's a way to deal with him. You don't want to shut your mouth, buddy? How about we do this to you? What Mrs. Anthrax told me, this is Newsweek, why is Mrs. Anthrax, you know, the question is, well, they have this big article making excuses for her. Remember, she's Mrs. Anthrax. They never give them real names. It was Chemical Ali, Mrs. Anthrax. You know, why are they all being released? Well, now it's over 90% of the Baathists have been put back into power. They were always the globalist boys. They attacked Syria. Excuse me, they attacked Iran. They went into Kuwait when they were told to go ahead and do it. It's all on record, all on record. And remember her, she was going to kill you. She was a mass murderer. Oh, but she's been released. They're all being released. And if the Iraqis get upset about it, they're bad. I got a bunch of other news, but let's just go to your calls as promised, as promised. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's talk to Chris in Arkansas. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Thank you for holding. Welcome.
You're welcome. No problem. I have a question about on your video clips. You talk about the global elite having access to life extension technologies. The question that I have is that I'm pretty sure that you're a Christian from the way that you talk. I just want to read Genesis 2 through 4 really quick. The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. I went to Bible college for about 2 years, and I used to study theology a lot. My question is how long do you think those life extension technologies will push their lifespan up to?
Well, my question is, does that 120-year span contradict, you know, Elijah living 800 and something? Or
well, that would be, that's good. This is in the early, this is before the flood, yet after the garden.
Yeah, you know what, I'm not a theologian, I'm not going to argue these points. I know this, and people who didn't believe me when I covered this in that film now have emailed me and said, "Hey, did you see this major, you know, Washington Post article? Did you see that about how, and starting now, the elites are going to get all the gene therapy, all the new body parts, easily to 150. Now it's just that there's going to be this major inequity in people demanding that advanced health care, and there already are a lot of advanced. There have been hundreds of cures for everything you can imagine, and they are literally shelled by the drug company because they're not going to give the general public access to them. And Bill Joy of Sun Microsystems has written about this, how he was at elite meetings. They talked about how they're going to, you know, kill most of us. You know, there's articles, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. There have been a bunch of other futurist reports on it, government reports. And, you know, they can't save every elitist. Sometimes they get a cancer that can't be beat. Sometimes they get a blood infection. Sometimes they just die of a heart attack before they get them to the hospital. But if they get them young enough, they can start doing things that really easily get you up to 120, 150. You know, that is, and then the elite also is trying to do things where they have brain splices, new brain tissue added, and then reprogrammed with new data, with computers. And I don't even think it's the same person. I don't even think you're getting extended life off of this. I don't think you're the same entity. I don't think you're the same creature once you've had all those brain grafts and all that done.
The same soul, in other words.
And the hardware that plugs into it.
I follow what you're saying. I'm not trying to nitpick you, Alex.
It's a very important area. I needed to codify it all and make a whole film about it.
Well,
they
want to
kill us and they want to live longer.
Right. Within our worldview, somehow we've got to reconcile that or, you know, figure out what this verse means.
Well, that's what Homeland Security is all about. It's about the elite being secure, building technological spires. And I mean that figuratively, that are above the rest of the society, walled off, protected, the general public basically controlled, dumbed down, drugged, one-child policied into extinction, into 400 million, with an elite that manages us. I mean, that's what they say they're going to do. So, and that's in their policy reports. I mean, that's all out there, the body of data on that. I mean, this is what they talk about. When Prince Philip's over at the Rothschild Manor hanging out with Lord Rothschild, I mean, who's in the papers owning everything over there and owning most of Russia, this is what they write books about it. They talk about it. We've got to get rid of most of them, and we have got to have access because we're the thinkers to these extension systems. And there's also a lot of talk, and I've got a lot of intel on, they're already staging their own deaths. Because, again, they can't have somebody living to be 110. A lot of evidence shows that the dramatic increases in life expectancy and even physical looks are too shocking for us to see, and that deaths are already being staged.
So I guess what you're saying is that the global elite, they understand that if they jack up the life expansion for the entire human race, there's not going to be enough resources, and that's going to be their problem. And that's why they have to get rid of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I have one more quick question, Alex. I'm reading from the USA Patriot Act, subsection 5. The term domestic terrorism means activities that, A, involve acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States or of any state. Now, I want to pause here real quick. That by in and of itself is extremely vague.
That could mean any other foreign government.
Right. Well, that would have me really worried. But then it goes down into B, appear to be intended, subpoint one, to intimidate
or
coerce the civilian population, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination.
Well, the way that U.S. code is written, those could each be taken separately as the definition of terrorism. And when I first wrote that analysis, three years ago, people couldn't believe it, but now it's all been seconded by other scholars.
Okay, that's the question that I'm asking, because I hate the way that they write these codes. I wish it was just simpler, like reading Bill of Rights or something.
Well, I mean, we've all heard it means citizens can be secretly arrested, we can be taken away, no habeas corpus. I mean, we're all seeing the manifestation of it.
Yeah. So I was just trying to understand how to read that code. So they can be taken separately.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and that would be something to worry about then.
And there's another definition in there. I don't have it in front of me, but...
Okay, well, I thank you for your time, and late Merry Christmas, and just keep up the good work. And
thank you. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Pat and Tom and Nathan and or Nathaniel and others, your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website. Check it out.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is by Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH, and top of his class, more doctorates than you can shake a stick at. going over what these vaccines really do to you. This is by an MD with one of the biggest practices, the family practices. He owns a whole chain of medical facilities in Illinois and surrounding areas, has his own radio show. We are carrying his book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. And if you want to have the facts, you want to have the ammo, the law, you want to know what's in these vaccines, what's happened, then you need to get Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. And it's 1995. We have them in stock right now. Another book we've been carrying for a few months that listeners have really been enjoying is What is Bilderberg and Why Does It Matter? Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. 25-plus years of his infiltrations of the Bilderberg Group and the number one things that were being discussed each year there and what he learned about global government and basically where they're going in the future. It's an amazing book. It, too, is 1995. And they're both available at Infowars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can simply call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. I've got a whole bunch of amazing specials that are going on just until the end of the year. Deals where stuff's half off, 75% off in some cases. Just a bunch of different specials, DVD specials, book specials. Go check out the video and bookstore at Infowars.com and know your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. And know that when you get my videos, any of the 14 films I produce, you're authorized to make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes to spread the word and get the information out to Paramount Access TV, you name it. It's just so effective, so I want to commend those that have done that, and I want to ask those that haven't to take action and get the films and get the word out and expose these murdering terrorists that are the New World Order. So, again, Infowars.com to order hard copies off the secure shopping cart or get a membership for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. You get almost a half year, 5+ months, for free right now when you get a yearly subscription until the first of the year, just a few more days, at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, my weekly TV reports, reports all over the country and the world, all my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's just awesome. Let's try to cram a call in. Then the next hour, we got another guest coming up. Well, we'll take calls until about 5 after, and then we'll get this guest on. And then I'm going to get into Vicente Fox trying to manipulate our internal politics and several other really important articles we haven't even scratched the surface yet on. Tom in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Alex, I've been following you for years, and I'd like to congratulate you for defining the problems that we have here in our society. But I'd like to move on and give you my take on the solutions. And I think that the only way that we're going to win this battle is if we all come together and we form our own community, someplace where there's clean water and clean air. And because your body does more air and water than anything. I'm not on here to talk about myself, but I am a born-again Christian, and I own a organic fertilizer company, and I have the best organic fertilizer in the world. And I have lived in Beverly Hills with the rich and famous for over 30 years. And I think that you are the guy that could bring everybody together, because we have to quit playing the game, the money game, and have a Gandhi conscious.
Well, look, I'm not going to try to poo-poo your idea, but let's flesh it out a little bit. Let's really look at it, the pros and cons, when we start the third hour. Stay there. We'll be right back, Tom. And don't worry, we're going to get to Pat and Nathaniel and Eddie and Billy Bob and everybody else. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.